Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello, happy new year, and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today on this New Year's Day is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
Happy New Year, son.
And also my cousin, Jeffrey. How you doing, Jeff?
Happy New Year, everybody.
And my cousin's son, Jake. How you doing, Jake?
Hello.
How you doing? All right, so week 17 is ended, and it's time for the playoffs in the NFL. Some week 17 highlights, I'd have to say, is Carolina whooping up on the Falcons to take the NFC South. So now they host the 11-5 Arizona Cardinals next week.
One standout thing there is it's been a long time since the same team won back-to-back in that division.
Since 2002, no NFC South team has won back-to-back division titles.
So that's notable.
That's a big...
It also caused the firing of a guy who kind of steadied the ship but really couldn't get past...
Mike Smith. Mike Smith was the Tony Dungy. Mike,
he was due to go anyway.
He was due to go.
He was due to go. Need a new regime in there.
Absolutely. San Diego had a chance to clinch a playoff berth with a win, but they lost at Kansas City, which isn't an easy place to play at, but still.
Well, the story there was the backup quarterback. What was his name?
Gosh, what was even his name?
So that's a huge accomplishment.
Bear with me 1 second.
For somebody who was headed somewhere. But see, we all took the patient's pulse.
Chase Daniels.
So that's what makes this notable. And the week before was an amazing victory for San Diego in San Francisco.
Yes.
And then we all thought, okay, now they're headed somewhere. Not, because the NFL is week to week.
Now, a lot of everybody was talking about Rivers has a great December record, and he does, but the one time he actually has a chance to pull one out, he can't.
You're also saying Dalton can't win the big one. What if he wins against Pittsburgh?
Not even Pittsburgh. Well, we'll get to wild card weekend in a minute.
Right now, I like to talk about, if we may.
Sure.
Who is the guy that's really good on the Raiders? I forget what his name was.
Carr,
there's... Oh, the former Giant linebacker.
Tuck.
Justin Tuck. McFadden. There's a lot of guys over there.
The silver and black? The Raiders, yeah.
Latavius Murray is the guy you need to
call. Latavius Murray, there you go.
Latavius Murray.
That's a good...
Carr could, he could have a good season next year.
He could.
Looks like he's got all the tools to be a...
He's got what his brother didn't have.
He's been doing pretty good.
He's got what his brother didn't have.
Yes.
He's got what his brother didn't
Absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely. And he just needs the right direction. But back to week 17, Green Bay wins the NFC North and a first-round bye over the Lions. There was no way the Lions were going to beat the Packers twice
in one season. On them, so
the Dominican Sue.
That was... Now, do you honestly believe he knew he was stepping on
them? Well, I love the Lions.
Looking backwards.
But this is what some representative said, that it was very cold there and his feet were numb. And he couldn't really tell what was up against his feet.
Which is completely feasible. I also think
his heart is numb. I think that's the problem.
I think
Steve Young said that if it's not grass, but his wallet is fat, so he can't
feel
his heart.
He can't feel anything. He's sitting on his wallet, so it's
that's true.
A nerve, because he's making a good amount of money.
But I like where he acted like it wasn't happening.
Extra step backwards.
Isn't that how you're supposed to react when you're trying to hurt somebody? Like,
sport
it's not
is theater.
And that is true as well.
Theater, yes.
That is
true.
And
he fooled everyone because it only cost him $70,000.
Now, the amazing thing in that game was Detroit was making a comeback. They kept it real close up until the end, Stafford. Stafford's the problem there.
When you're forced to throw all day long, you're going to make mistakes. Well, Jameis Winston, we just witnessed it.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute too.
Wait, but they're 11-5. Okay, so let's give them some credit for that. This new coach has turned the so-called culture. I love that word, culture around.
Culture of a team.
Yeah.
Well, that was Atlanta's. Let's talk about Atlanta. Why did Smith go? Well, they were forced to throw the ball the entire game.
Yeah, they were.
That's running a nice setup for somebody to get, because at least you have a quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. They do. Pittsburgh in the Sunday night game, which I honestly, I had said that I thought it should have been the NFC South game.
It's all about that injury in that game.
Yeah, it's all about that. But I thought the Panthers-Falcons should have been the Sunday night game, because the loser would have been out of the playoffs. But Right. It's a good thing they didn't listen to me.
That's no national draw.
Because that game was, cares.
Nobody
was
cares
horrendous.
You want to get that. Right, they don't. Nobody knows about
that. You win five games and people are can't wait to see you? I don't think
That was just it. What was their record before that five wins? I mean, what a disaster season they were having.
It wasn't too good. That was for sure. It wasn't too good. But, yeah, Le'Veon Bell with a sprained knee. That could have been real bad.
That
could have been.
Was that intentional?
No. Well, I didn't see the play, so I can't imagine.
Now, I'll say this.
It's not, but the go ahead.
But I was going to say the technique, the learned tackling behavior is to go for the legs now, because if you go up, you could get, you know, fined.
Yeah,
helmet to helmet. Right. How many locations can you hit on the body?
You're running out.
I didn't see it, no.
So he tackled with his body, right? Like a body block. Mm-hmm. This is very common. People aren't wrapping people up because they don't want to damage their hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder. Because a lot of these guys have to also cover great wide receivers. So you need those body parts.
So they're so using the equipment that's provided to do
that. Well, no, which is put your hands at your side like a missile and not spearing.
Use your shoulder.
But you're using your body. You're rolling into
people. Right, right. Taking them down.
Not wrapping them up. Imagine, I mean, isn't part of tackling wrestling?
Sure.
Okay, how do you wrestle without arms?
Can't.
Okay. Yeah, it's very
impossible. It's impossible.
You need something. You need to.
I agree with that.
Anyway,
it's true.
So, but I think you're 100% right. You get fined if you go for the head,
right?
Right, or the neck, or whatever. So don't do that. So yeah, you're gonna have a lot more knees.
Yeah, well, I don't think that.
But it was hyperextended, not ligament damage allegedly. But without that run game of theirs, how does Roethlisberger be effective?
I think they have plenty of run offense between Josh Harris. And Dre Archer.
And they just signed Ben Tate.
Ben Tate, he's an insurance policy.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine them using. But this kid Harris, he's their bruiser. You got Dre Archer out of the backfield. The kid's a scat back. He's a good receiving back. He'll fill in the role of Le'Veon Bell in that aspect.
Well, nobody really. Bell was the second leading rusher, and so he's hard to replace. Pittsburgh's had a running game problem for the last couple of years before Bell. All's before Bell. Now we'll see what it's like after, if, in fact, he's not effective.
Right, yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how they do, which leads us to Wild Card Weekend. Pittsburgh is actually playing the late game on Saturday. This is recorded New Year's Day. So the Pittsburgh is at home hosting the hated rivalry of the Baltimore Ravens. Pittsburgh is giving 3 at home.
You know, I just want to say one thing about Week 17 to end this because I'm a Jet fan. And, of course, Rex is gone. The Jets, the first play of the game was the exact same play that was won that the Super Bowl, Jets Super Bowl 3 ran. So I thought that was a great way out the door.
I didn't realize that.
And he said it would gain 3. This is what Rex wanted to say. He said, I told him it would gain 3 and it gained 7. So there you go. What do I know about offense?
Yeah, but why that play? Why that particular play?
Rex's like a carnival barker. You know, you're not believing him, but you're still listening.
See, he's still listening.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's still listening. So, he's got your interest.
So, what is that?
I'm sorry. So what was so significant about that play? I'm sorry?
No, that it was they won a Super Bowl, and that was the first play of that Super Bowl.
That was the first play
of
that day.
So he knows he's going to be, you know, moving on. So,
nice.
I mean, that's a nice touch back to the past. You know?
I guess so.
And, you know.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
Well, his dad was part of that staff. And he was he was around during
Chicago
that time.
That makes sense for him to go out there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that defense a nightmare, and that would pick it up, and et cetera.
Oh, Atlanta, too.
Well, Atlanta's better because you got a settled quarterback position. But I'm talking about history. And, you know, these guys love the game. This Ryan family's been around. You know, I give any type of long-term guys like that credit because they're building what we're enjoying.
Yeah, no, absolutely, you're right. And we'll get to those coaching vacancies shortly. But so Pittsburgh, because we got a full weekend of playoff action. So Pittsburgh's at home, giving 3 to Baltimore. Who do you like there?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about what I want to go against Pittsburgh on a nationally televised night game, whether that's Monday, Thursday, or Sunday.
No. Absolutely, yeah.
But
the prime time, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're thinking that. I'm thinking how much this Bell thing might affect them. You know, so they have been highly disappointing. I mean, we saw the Pittsburgh lose to the Jets. Nobody had that. We had it. We were on that point.
The bounce theory game. Yeah.
You know, there's something in this Steeler team that they can almost like the new Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't trust them a lot.
No, I don't blame you. I like
and
Pittsburgh.
If that game was played within 3 points or within 2 points, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
They know each other.
That is true. Jeff, you like Pittsburgh?
I do. I do like Pittsburgh. I think they just have too many weapons for Baltimore to cover the entire game.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore's offense is not depleted, but just inconsistent. I haven't seen a consistent game out of their wide receivers.
True.
I haven't seen a consistent game. Well, Justin Forsett is probably the most consistent piece of that puzzle.
Absolutely.
But he was a waiver wire pickup.
He was.
If you're a fantasy football guy, you know when he came available.
I had him.
He was waiver wire material.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, now he's thriving in the role that he's going to become a superstar. I'm not buying it.
No.
I've seen him run too many times for other teams, and he's never produced.
Yeah.
So I see him as a flash in the pan, a one-year wonder, back
yeah.
to being
well,
an average running back at
the,
best.
If the Ravens win, it's not going to be on the ground. It's going to be because of the defective secondary of
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Well, here's the problem with
that.
That
really is their weakness.
That is their weakness. But you know what the weakness, the counter to that is? Having a bad quarterback, you're playing against
well,
Joe
Flacco.
Well, I'll
take Flacco if I'm starting the team.
Really?
Over Roethlisberger?
Over Roethlisberger?
Well, I'm just going to take him, you know? I mean, he's got a Super Bowl. He didn't just...
No, that's
he's
true.
He's a Jersey guy. He's from South Jersey.
That is true.
You know, so, yeah. Is
enough.
He the best? No.
No.
But is he real good? Yeah.
Yeah, but I could name...
Yeah, yeah, that's
I
okay.
think Lindley would have a better chance.
I understand.
I don't
than
know.
Joe Flacco. I just... he's just too inconsistent for me.
It's an interesting. I think that if the Ravens win the game, it would be on the ground. Jake, do you like Steelers or Ravens?
I like Steelers.
All right, I think we're
everybody.
We seem to be in agreement. It's just how it's going
to
happen.
Let's
That's
agree to disagree. That,
but you know, anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Like any given Sunday.
Happen,
any given Sunday.
Right.
Anything can happen in sports.
That's right.
So for the second time in the last 5 years, under 500 team is hosting a playoff game against a very good 11-5 team, even though it's not the
and
same 11-5
team. When that happens, the home team wins?
The home team won last time, and I think the home team is going to win again. We're talking about Carolina at Arizona. Carolina giving 6.5 at home to Arizona. Lindley,
what does that tell you?
I mean, that tells me that...
That if you bet on the Cardinals, then it's 17-14, and you still win.
Yeah, you still win.
So that's if you're a betting man. Now, if you're going to progress in the playoffs, what team would you rather be on?
I would rather be on Carolina.
On Carolina.
I think
I'm taking the Cardinals and that 6.5 in a heartbeat. They'll keep it low. Both of those teams are anemic on offense, you know, unless there's major turnovers and stuff.
I'll take Cardinals.
Well, the over-under is 37.
That's fine. But I can't imagine, but it could be 24-0 all in favor of Carolina.
Well, it could be. If we're talking about could be's, I mean, you know.
We all thought Atlanta was going to keep it close at home.
I thought they were too, but
I mean,
there's
Matt
a reason
Ryan,
why.
What's Matt Ryan's record at home against Carolina?
I didn't have them.
I know
that is
true. You guys can commiserate your own misery.
That is true. Now I think Carolina has more offensive weapons than Arizona does, and I think the defense is even though Arizona's got a very good defense, I would much rather have the Carolina offense than the Arizona offense.
100%.
And that's what I think.
Between you got Cam Newton back healthy again.
Yeah.
And he loves to run the ball against a defense that allows the most rushing yards to a quarterback.
Well, when he's spotting 6.5, be careful.
That's true.
You know, he might win in that cover.
Okay,
point.
So let's put it in perspective.
So
if you're a betting man and you're getting 6.5, take the points.
Yeah.
If you're not betting and you're looking for the winner of this game, to advance in the playoffs, it's going to be Carolina.
It's Carolina, absolutely. Jake, who do you like, Carolina or Arizona? It's a tough one, I know.
I know. It's
anything
it's really
happen.
Tough.
Well, I'll give you some facts, Jake. Cam Newton, here are the players that you get to concern yourself with in this game. Cam Newton, the quarterback. You have the wide receiver, Kelvin Benjamin. You have two running backs.
If he can catch more than one pass, by the way.
Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams will be back. He'll be playing. I don't know if he'll be healthy 100%, but he'll be a factor. Then you got Greg Olsen at tight end.
Panthers won last week. They killed Falcons.
Yeah, they did.
They 34-3. I don't know. I have to pass on this one. I don't know. Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Good idea.
He's going to hold on to his money for that one.
That's smart
that's
bet.
Now,
listen, it's always a smart bet to keep your money in your pocket.
And then in a very exciting, I think, Sunday.
Smart not to bet.
Absolutely. I think you're right about that. Only if you're sure.
This is for entertainment purposes.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. What you do with it is what you will.
That's right.
So in the Sunday game, Sunday games, we have Cincinnati, the Bengals, visiting the Colts, where they've already lost once. Can they lose again, the Bengals?
Well, I think we're all going to agree on this. We're luck struck.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think as a nation. So, I mean, I want to root for this guy from Stanford.
He's taken over the mantle of Peyton Manning, the beloved.
He's the bomb.
I mean, athlete. And yeah.
He looks like a caveman. And
but he comes through. He
plays with the heart of a lion.
He
he's
does.
He's one of the only players that ever congratulates. The hardest hits he gets, he congratulates the person.
Which
that,
I think is great.
Put that on him.
It's
great psychology.
Yeah, absolutely.
I took your best. Congratulations. You're a professional.
Absolutely. Well, one of these
great stuff.
One of these two teams is going to move beyond the first round, and I mean both the Bengals and the Colts in the last 4 or 5 years have not gotten past the first round.
Well, it's all about Dalton. This is where he is in his career, right? He has to win this game that matters, right?
Absolutely.
So
he
now
does.
He won a couple weeks ago against Peyton Manning and team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that was supposedly a step, but this is when all the eyes are on. This is
they lost to an important game in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
Okay.
So, what do you think?
I think that the Colts are gonna beat up on the Bengals. I mean, the Colts are giving 3.5. I don't think it's gonna be much bigger than
I'll
that.
I'll spot the 3.5.
Yeah, I think that's fine. It's not gonna be a 10-point difference,
okay,
but I think
it's agreement.
No, I have to disagree.
Okay. He's going Bengals.
In favor of the Bengals. I think Andy Dalton is enough of a smart quarterback. He doesn't need to force the ball in there.
He doesn't.
He's
that's
got
true.
Plenty of talent in Jermaine Gresham and Sanu. If AJ Green isn't 100%,
which he's probably not.
He's got Jeremy Hill. He's got Gio Bernard.
That guy's something else.
Let me tell you something. And Indianapolis is susceptible to the run, and all they need to do is just continue to pound the
Hill,
ball.
Is that his name?
Enough to take luck out of
Jeremy Hill, yeah.
Jeremy Hill. That guy, if he's still healthy, that's great. See?
Oh,
he's healthy
and being healthy. Animal. He's an animal. And that defense is enough to force Indianapolis throw the ball where Luck is going to make a mistake. And Cincinnati's a defense that's going to exploit that. So I think the game's going to be very close.
I think.
And I think Cincinnati's going to be the victor.
I mean, I'd be interested in seeing it. Look, I'm not going to be disappointed either way. But
right.
Jake, who do you like, Cincinnati Bengals or Indianapolis Colts?
I have to go Cincinnati.
All right.
Bengals.
All right. We're split on this.
Andy Dalton.
Well, I think that's how the game's going to be. It's going to be a close one by the end. And then we're going to finish off the weekend, the Lions at Cowboys. Now, it's worth pointing out the Cowboys are undefeated on the road. Their only losses have come at home.
And they're 2-6 at home.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that.
Now they're at home, now what?
They go to 2-7?
Is that what Cowboy fans are waiting to happen? I mean,
you'd think so.
But Romo's having a
What's
game.
The line
There's
on that
guy
game, by
that
the way?
Dallas giving 6.5.
And what's the over-under?
I think it's 48, like 48, something like that.
But here's the story. Romo, healthy.
48, yeah.
Romo,
There's
healthy.
People around him.
Murray,
healthy.
Is he healthy?
Murray, he's healthy.
How good.
Murray's healthy.
Let's talk about Romo because he's the one that's been attacked year after year through his whole career. I mean, I still see that fumble at a snap going up in Seattle.
Oh.
I still see, you know, and that's what he's dogged as. You know, he can't win the big one. He's the NFC Andy Dalton, but he's been doing it a lot longer. So now he finally, I have never seen a guy so accurate, so on time, so great, so much fun to watch, so much anticipation, reading of the defense. He's doing today what people give Peyton Manning credit for doing in the past.
Yeah.
Because I think the wheels turn on Peyton. So it's nice to see a guy checking in as a vet and really nailing it, you know. If he's a dart thrower, a lot of these are bullseyes. So I'm not a Cowboy fan, but, you know, I want to give him his props.
Absolutely. Without him, without Murray, without Dez, they're nothing. You can't get much better than that. That offensive line is strong.
Think of the power of the triangle the way it was when Jimmy Johnson was down there.
Aikman, Irving, Smith.
And then you had the security blanket, Novacek.
Novacek,
let's go with it. So that's a tight end now.
Yeah.
That's his right? So you can see that, like, reproduction of kind of that team. So I think you're getting still good odds on the Cowboys, so I'm going to ride that.
I think so, and I don't like Stafford. I don't trust him at all. He's got great weapons, but he's the problem.
4-4 on the road.
He's
there
the problem.
7-1 at home.
Yeah.
This game comes down to, for me, for Detroit to win this game. Obviously, Reggie Bush is going to have to be a huge factor. They have to run the ball.
Yeah.
They can't rely on Stafford to throw in the entire game. Again, there's going to be too many double coverages on Calvin Johnson. Golden Tate's going to have to shoulder the load.
Yeah.
And I think Dallas is susceptible to the pass and the run. I don't think their defense is as stout as everybody's making them out to be.
No.
I think it's going to be a closer game. And I think if you – what's the line? Six?
6.5.
I think I got to take the 6.5.
Yeah.
Detroit's 2-6 at home. And I think Detroit's a better team than what they showed the past few weeks. I think
24-27 thinking.
I think, yeah, that's a
something
very
like
good,
that.
That's a very good possibility.
That could happen. Jake, Lions or Cowboys? America's team versus.
I think I'm gonna go with Cowboys.
So they would.
Oh,
how
I'm
they
sorry,
would
I
win
one point. What's Dominic that? And Sue will be playing. The
Dominic
this game.
And Sue, yeah,
he will be available.
His one-game suspension was over.
His foot was numb. We went through this.
Well,
his foot
we
was
realized
numb.
That, but that's
tell.
A factor. Don't you consider that as a factor in picking your winner?
Well,
no,
his well, average when he's in the
okay,
game.
Who's better, him or J.J. Watt?
Wow. Well, that's
okay.
Two different players.
Okay, so it's J.J. Watt, and his Vegas gives him I'm trying to give you the point spread now.
Okay.
The Vegas accounts for J.J. Watt as 1 point at the best two.
And for
okay.
Sue,
so
half a point?
I don't think any.
I don't
really?
Think any. I don't think any.
Attributed.
Who's more likely to lose the game?
Blow
for
up
them?
A game?
Who has five touchdowns
right. Sue is
and
more
20
most
sacks.
Likely to give up the game, the penalty that's going to.
Who has 20 sacks him. And five touchdowns?
But right. Just on the Lions.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he's not. Watt's not on the Lions.
Know,
but we have
point.
Sue on the Lions, a guy yeah. That's. When he's in the game, the running game's at, 3 yards per hour. Yeah.
Well, the other guy's hurt,
when
too.
When he's not in the game,
well,
they've got 4 yards.
The guy, Farley.
And that, if you do the math.
Farley.
I'd even go as far to say if Sue and Stafford, one of those two were both out, I would say that whoever took over for Stafford would do a better job than whoever would take over for Sue. So that's all I got to point out.
Okay.
So that's yeah. You got some?
I have to say Cowboys because... in week 17, Cowboys like murked Redskins' faces 44-7.
They made a bad
and
game.
Then the Lions lost to a touchdown and a kick.
Yeah.
And Cowboys
in Green
has
Bay.
a lot more Super Bowl wins.
That is true.
Than the Lions do. So I gotta go with Cowboys.
There are a lot of people rooting for the Cowboys. That's
so
for sure.
It's three Cowboys, one Lions.
With the points. Make
points.
That, please. That's make that note.
That's a full 6.5.
Yeah, it's a little.
That'd be a bold prediction for me to think that Detroit.
Yeah, really. So you got that, and then of course you've got now that the season's over, Black Monday happened. We've got some vacancies. Which is the best job? Niners, Bears, Bills. Actually, even now. Raiders and Falcons and Jets. Which one's the best job?
Whatever one pays the most, because all of them are going to have a headache.
Doesn't well, yeah. Falcons, because they have a quarterback.
I think that's true. Where do you think Rex Ryan will go? Because I love Rex.
Rex Ryan, I think, ends up in Atlanta.
TV booth, not going anywhere.
I will say...
I'll pay to listen to him.
I will say Falcons.
Yeah, all right, Atlanta. I'd love to get it.
Where do you think Rex Ryan's going to go? Jet. Well, he can't go back to. Well, he could go back to the Jets. It'd be very Jet. It'd be very Jet-like for it to happen.
Yeah, right.
Falcons, Raiders, Falcons, Raiders. No, not the Cardinals.
No,
Cardinals have there.
Oh, I'm just asking.
Oh, well, let's see. Bills, Bears, Raiders, Falcons, 49ers.
I'd like him to go to the Raiders.
It would be great there.
He looks like a Raider.
He looks like it.
He would look good in.
I think he's
going
to go to Raiders.
All right.
Let's hope he does.
Oh, that
would
be great.
That'd be really interesting.
I swear to God.
If he
does, I will be happy.
You'll be happy?
Hell. I'll be screaming.
And that's a division that they can win.
That absolutely it is.
And I want the Raiders to finally win a touchdown, win a Super Bowl that I can see.
Another one. That'd be good. So we also have college football. The bowl games are going on. It's New Year's Day. We've got the first ever college football playoff. As we're recording this, Jameis Winston and the Florida State Seminoles have embarrassed themselves on national television.
Was that a showcase or a folly?
Probably a folly, although it points to Oregon as being very, very good, and I think hopefully take down.
Marietta's stock went up?
Oh, absolutely.
But there's a limit he can
Florida
get paid,
State
right?
I mean, he's a rookie. Way, way better.
That they should have been better than what you saw today.
Oregon quarterback coming to the NFL.
Marietta.
I mean, it's, he has
and they're
structure.
Like one of the luckiest teams,
what
right?
He can make.
They always everything always worked in Florida State's favor. I had a feeling that it would have worked out well
I
for them. But
never win it with Denver in there.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's really tough to really pick anything like that. All I got to say is whoever as we record this, we don't know who's going to win the Alabama Ohio
who's
State
going to win that game. I hope it ain't Alabama.
Yeah, me too. I don't want Alabama. But if it were Alabama, wow, do I want Oregon so badly.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. This is a good test for this system. They finally implemented some type of playoff system. They got rid of this back office shady deal type playoff scenario for the national championship.
Yeah.
And let it be Ohio State that throws mud on the face of the. What is that committee that?
The BCS. Yeah, the college football playoff committee.
Yeah, let it throw mud on the face of the BCS. And show them that anybody deserves to win and participate in this tournament.
Yeah, really.
I got something to say
not
at
just
Alabama.
The biggest boosters.
I got something to say at Alabama. Go home, Alabama.
Ooh, that's a good one. Look, I'd much rather prefer Ohio State over Alabama. If Alabama right, wins, yeah. I want Oregon over Alabama. I would have liked to have seen Florida State win today over Oregon so they can go just to show because they get so disrespected. Winston is.
They got disrespected because for years they were the team to beat.
Absolutely, especially
and
the early 90s.
That reputation of being the thug.
The bad boys.
Right.
The bad
now
boys.
They just took it square in the mouth. Now they have to accept them what they got coming to them.
29-1. Jameis Winston finishes his college career with as a record of 29-1 in two seasons.
I guess, but you know what it is. What is the one?
No, not even.
What's the one game everybody talks about? The 29 ahead of the one you lost? No, everybody.
No,
about
the last one.
It's always the last one.
Well, Tebow, so he had a big streak, and then it ended with the Sugar Bowl loss, or not the Sugar Bowl, the SEC championship game. Like, that was his next to last game, and he lost that one, and they always talk about
it. Now, is that an indication of the rest of the career?
Not always.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you can point to it. Remember Vince, we were talking about this before, Vince Young's heroics in the championship game, and it didn't turn out too much in the pros. But then you look at all some of these other big quarterbacks. I mean, Jake Plummer had a bit of a career, and he had a big Rose Bowl game back in, 97?
Is Tebow on Patriots?
No, Tebow is currently in the broadcast booth for SEC football games.
I thought he got traded to another team.
No, he got
okay,
cut inside.
Okay, so...
Yes, Jesse?
Is it Shawn Michaels or the Dead Game?
Oh, for wrestling? I think Shawn Michaels.
Always Shawn Michaels.
Wait, he's one
of my heroes.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Shawn Michaels.
All right, that's what I like to hear.
How about the Big Show?
Wait, I love the Great Khali and Big Show. Yeah.
Great Khali's all right, but I think the Big Show's better.
He's like not wrestling that much.
No. Well, big guys, the giant guys that size.
Like Big Show. Big Show got fired.
Yes, but they don't usually last too long in wrestling.
Yeah, Big Show got fired.
Who's the champion?
Could happen.
What about CM Punk?
No. What about CM Punk? Oh, poor CM Punk.
CM Punk is in UFC now.
Oh, MMA.
Oh, yeah. That'll be interesting to see. CM Punk in the MMA.
I hope he realizes MMA is for real.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, does he?
I think he knows. He's not going to be foolish. He's going to know.
Wait, is that like UFC kind of?
It is. Yeah.
MMA.
He's going to use his painful roundhouse kicks.
I could believe it. If he has enough time, if the guy doesn't try to take him down first. Well, I want to thank my cousin Jeff, my dad.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
My cousin's children,
hi.
Jake, Haley.
Hello.
Jesse. I want to thank you guys all for joining me this week. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Safe and healthy 2015, and we'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
Enjoy the games and take care.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.